This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said, oh, what a night. Oh, the video.
If they had a been like me.
Well, hello, good evening to one and all once again. It's just gone 6 o'clock here on Phoenix FM, which can mean only one thing. Yes, it is a Tuesday. Yes, I'm Ben Simmons, and this is another fabulous episode of the show that goes like this. Thanks to Georgia once again for a brilliant drive time show. She'll be back again between 3 and 6 tomorrow. But it's me now up until 8 o'clock tonight with loads of exciting things going on this programme. All the stuff you've come to know and be mildly amused by. For instance, there will be celebrity birthdays. There will be another riveting, tense, Bic-lol, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends going on at 7 o'clock this evening. And yes, yet more information about the craze that's sweeping the nation, the Chocolate Bar World Cup as well. So all the developments, keep it here. And what are we going to be basing our musical themes around today? Well, those of you that tune in regularly will know that I like to celebrate wacky holidays that occur on the day of the broadcast. And today is no different. There are lots of wacky holidays, but I'm basing my musical theme on something that's been in the news recently. Before I tell you about that, what wacky holidays occur today? Well, excitingly, that was my poor attempt, and if you were joining us on the webcam, you will have seen it in all its glory, at recreating Morse code for you. Because today, the 27th of April, is Morse code day. What was my message at the start there? Absolute drivel. I have no idea if it made any sense. If you know Morse code, do let me know. But yes, it is Morse code day today. It's also Marine Mammal Rescue Day. So if anyone wants to rescue dolphins and other such marine mammals, today's the right day to do it. It's School Bus Drivers Day today as well. We should embrace those people and celebrate everything they do for us. It's World Design Day, and it's National Tell a Story Day. Once upon a time, there was a radio station that ended up having a gap between 6 and 8 o'clock on a Tuesday. An innocent young boy called Ben came to the studio, sat down in front of a microphone and hasn't looked back for the last 4 years. It's not a great story, and was quite short, I will admit, but, you know, still a story nonetheless. And Ben broadcasted happily ever after. Now, I don't know why that suddenly came to me, but I felt the need to share it with you. So yes, all those wacky holidays occur on the 27th of April, but I was shocked, like many of you, to see the furore going on in the news about Boris Johnson upgrading his flat above 10 Downing Street and whether it's been paid for honestly, dishonestly, by himself, by the taxpayer, by other people. What on earth is going on? You try and do a bit of home improvements when you're the Prime Minister, it causes a stink. So to that end, musically, and inspired by many of your fabulous suggestions online, a lot of the music is going to be inspired by houses, homes, rooms in houses, outside rooms, near houses, etc. All because of Bojo. So whatever Boris has done to his house, it's his house.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house in the middle of our street, our house in the
a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's saying in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street.
Phoenix FM.
All-time classic to get us started there, Madness, with the brilliant Our House. That was suggested by the equally brilliant Martin Hill. On Facebook earlier this afternoon, in the run-up to the programme, he responded to the request for appropriate tracks for this evening's show. That's what's happened. His song has not only made it onto the show, it was such a good selection, it's made it on to be the very first track of the show. Well done to Martin. And if you are a regular listener, you'll know he was the contestant who took part in last week's Bic Lol.
Not true. That's impossible.
If you've not tuned in for a while, you're wondering what the heck is going on. It's Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. Otherwise acronymised, if that's even a word, to Bic Lol. And Martin Hill was the seventh competitor to take on Bic Lol. He ended up second in the league table, doing rather well, getting quite stressed along the way, I seem to remember. But great work, sir, and can hold his head high for quite a while now. Still, Nick Murphy at the top of that league table on minus 344 points. Gladys all over at the bottom on over minus 5,500. Will tonight's competitor at around about 7 o'clock end up at the top or the bottom of the leaderboard, or will they end up somewhere in between? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. It could be you one day getting called and taking part in Bic Lol. So who knows what the heck is going on? Well, yes, we are celebrating the fact that Boris Johnson has tried to do a bit of home improvements. You say a bit of home improvements, hasn't it cost millions or something? Maybe there's extra costs when you live in Downing Street. I don't know, but it seems to have cost an awful lot of money to renovate the areas that he's had renovated anyway. What I've seen reported. But according to Boris, all above board. According to many other people, below board, shall we say, so to speak. Now, I am going to look up some interesting facts to share with you in between the songs as well as thinking about celebrity birthdays and telling you all about the Chocolate Bar World Cup. That will come later on in the programme, but it's certainly gripping the nation. Some of our favourites have already been eliminated. It's the group stages, remember, and we will have the knockout stages to coincide with the Euros. I believe we're on to group 6 tonight, I think, of 8. So yes, tonight's show will see group 6 And I will tell you more about that as we go through tonight's The Show That Goes Like This. Very grateful to have you along, though. Please keep spreading the word of the show. It's nice to know there's people out there. It's nice that people get in touch during it. PhoenixFM.com. You can ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. You can join the webcam live feed on Mixcloud, Mixcloud.com. And search for Phoenix FM. If you start a Mixcloud account, you can even join in the chat on the chat box at the side of our Mixcloud page. And that's exactly what Paul Milton has done once again. Hello to you, Paul. Thank you for joining us. Fabulous. Right, let's keep the music coming then. So we've had madness in our house. We need a lot of house-themed music. I don't mean house music. That would be a different kind of show altogether. Here's Ed Sheeran, though. He's made a house out of Lego. I wonder how big it was.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Now I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. If things go right, we can frame it and put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it for. Now I'll surrender up my heart, swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. The braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Ed Sheeran with Lego House. And this is The Show That Goes Like This with me, Ben Simmons. It's gone 6:15 already. And we still haven't even thought about celebrity birthdays, chocolate bar World Cups and Bic Lol. That's all still to come. Yes, and loads of exciting music as well, much of which has been suggested by you. My lovely Legend listeners. Ron Wilmot, regular contributor to the show, he's been in touch again. Before I tell you what he said, Paul Milton suggested Ed Sheeran's Lego house. Thanks to Paul for that, who's joined on the webcam feed. Very good of him. And let me find what Ron Wilmot said. Here it is. It's extensive from Ron this week. Bear in mind we're talking about domiciles, so to speak, this evening. And Ron sent this in. At a game of bingo, someone shouted house and three people put down a deposit. I got outside and my car had a flat. There was no sitting room, so I just had to lounge about. Now I've shed my concerns. Very good wordplay there from Ron Wilmot, I've got to say. I'm actually impressed by it. I won't lie to you, frequently Ron Wilmot sends something into the show, and I'm not that impressed by it. But I am impressed tonight, so very well done, Ron. And however you're listening, very grateful to have you along. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, if you do miss any of the live show, you can catch it on my blog section of the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com. Click on schedule, and on a Tuesday night, click on the show that goes like this, and you'll go to my own page with all the previous show recordings. Enough to spoil you, surely. Utterly fabulous. And I think, if I'm right, even though I've now said it in a slightly higher pitched tone than I meant to, this is my 161st episode of the show that goes like this on this fabulous station. Utterly crazy, I'm sure you'll agree. So it is actually possible to listen to them all on my blog page. So that's over 322 hours of radio. Go on, you know you want to. Oh dear, that's a binge. You hear of binge watching, don't you? That is binge listening. I wouldn't recommend anyone try that. You need some kind of endurance medal if you attempted it. Anyway, yeah, keep it here. 98.0 if you're in the area. Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding parts of Essex. We do have a very wide-ranging transmitter. You can pick us up in East London, in North Kent, in South Suffolk even. But not to worry if you don't. Because you can get us on the internet from absolutely anywhere, phoenixfm.com. We do have an iPhone app as well, so you can listen to us from that. Or, of course, you can ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And you can join us on the Mixcloud live feed and see what is going on the studio. Search Phoenix FM on Mixcloud Live. So many ways. Very grateful to have you along, however you're here. More music coming up, then we will start sharing some interesting facts with you. What on earth is coming, fact fans? Well, here's a track suggested by the lovely Barbara Ferry. We're all about houses. This is the House Martins.
And it's them who choose. And if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Just speak a different language and it's never something I'll bring in. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something I'll bring in. No, oh, oh, oh. It's another night up with a boss. Following footsteps overgrown by moss. And he starts me. Good women grow on trees. And if you catch them right, they will land up on the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds. And they love to buy you all a drink. And as we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Just speak a different language and it's never something I'm to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something I'm to me. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something I'm to me. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Phoenix FM.
That was the House Martins and Happy Hour. So, fact fans, my extensive research has led me to find out some interesting things about your house, which I'm now going to share with you. Some will be useful, some will be amazing, some will be irrelevant. But, you know, you have to sort those out yourself by listening. with your ears. So, interesting facts about your house. Here you go. The creaks in your house have little to do with its age. Whilst people often bemoan the nighttime cacophony in their home, they're unlikely to be related to the age of the house. Any creaks you can hear throughout it. Sounds are more likely to be the result of temperature and humidity changes inside your house. Wood is porous, can expand and contract with changes in temperature and humidity. During the wintertime, wood flooring tends to contract, and in the summer, it often expands. So if your home's relative humidity is not between 35 and 55%, you're more likely to hear a lot of creaks. There you go. And here's something I can relate to after a job I undertook during lockdown to keep the wolf from the door, so to speak. I was involved in delivering some appliances around Greater London. When I say appliances, many of those appliances were frequently washing machines. I had to be trained in how to successfully plumb in washing machines. Why am I talking about that? Well, here's another fact for you. The cabinet under your sink isn't really for storage. I can relate to this. While you'll likely find assorted cleaning products under the kitchen and bathroom sinks in most homes, that's not what the cabinet's for. It's actually designed to be able to access the plumbing in case of leaks. You might want to keep it that way or risk damage in the future. When used for storage, the plumbing gets bumped around and leaks occur. Oh yes, the number of places we went into went, "Here's your new washing machine. How do we access the pipe system?" And they went, "Here," and opened a cupboard full of things. Very, very difficult to attach washing machine pipes when your cupboard is full of stuff. A lot of people had kindly emptied their cupboards, but we knew it was all going back in. Yes. But if anyone does need a washing machine installed, give me a call. I'm a dab hand at it now. Oh, yes. I know all about Jubilee clips. I know all about the fact that none of them have hot and cold water going anymore. It's all cold and machines heat it up themselves. Are you interested by Ben's plumbing tips? Well, keep it here on Phoenix FM. One more fact before we go to another track. Your brass doorknobs may keep you healthy, particularly in these antiviral times. Listen to this. If your home has brass doorknobs, it's staying cleaner on its own than homes with wood or glass ones. Brass doorknobs will typically disinfect themselves in about 8 hours. This is because the metal ions in brass and copper are actually toxic to mould, viruses and other living things. That's crazy. In 8 hours, your brass doorknobs will disinfect themselves. Yes, they may get dull over time and need frequent cleaning, which annoys you, but healthier option than wood or glass doorknobs. There you go. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe you will now as a result of listening to this programme. Occasionally educational on the show that goes like this. I'm as shocked as you are. Here is Tom Jones, not on his own, with the Cardigans. Some sort of arson is going on then.
Wait till the party's over.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Tom Jones and the Cardigans, Burning Down the House. That was suggested by John Cohen, another former Legend of the Week award winner on this programme, as was Martin Hill, as was Paul Milton and Barbara Ferry, I believe. All marvellous contributors to the show so far. And we're a quarter of the way through. How on earth has that happened already? Don't be ridiculous. It's going by very quickly for me. Well, I've shared some interesting facts about places in your home for you so far. What about some slightly worrying housing market facts? Let's have that, shall we? As people always tend to say, house prices just go up and up and up, and people who own houses desperately hope there isn't a price crash. People who don't yet own houses desperately hope there is a price crash. But I don't see one coming, you know. Now, here are some interesting UK housing market facts. The average UK house prices ended 2019 at £300,025. And London remains the most expensive UK city to buy a home in, with an average price of £476,000. That seems quite low for London, which is more than double the UK city average price of £218,800. Liverpool is currently home to the cheapest property prices for a UK city, at an average of £122,300. And, well, imagine this. If you can afford a house here, good luck to you. Ilchester Road in Holland Park, West London, is the most expensive street in the UK, with an average property price of £17.2 million. That's average for the road, you know. That means the bloke who's got a 5 million house there feels a bit shamed by his neighbours, whose properties are all worth 25 million. Wow. £17.2 million average property price. Okay, I think I'm going to stop there. I'm upsetting myself with these facts. Right, let's move on. Let's move on to another song. I think we need to. And perhaps we'll cheer ourselves up with some celebrity birthdays coming very shortly. Right, what are we going to have now? Well, here's one suggested by the fabulous Louise Henry. It's The Animals.
Phoenix FM.
That was The Animals with House of the Rising Sun. And thanks to those of you still suggesting tracks for the show. Just as that was coming on, Charlie James was doing so, and she suggested that track as well. Clearly not realising Louise Henry had got there. And also to Jed Gleason, who's made a couple of great suggestions. Steve Hewlett as well, who's just made a suggestion that I believe is going to be the next track on the show. Fabulous, thanks to Steve. Before we do any more tracks, though, shall we have a little bit of celebrity birthday news? Go on, then. Well, it's the 27th of April. Whose birthday is it today, then? Well, singer Lizzo is 33 today. Victoria's Secret model Martha Hunt is 32. Former Doctor Who assistant actress Jenna Coleman, it's her birthday today. And it is also to ex-Strictly judge Darcy Bustle, who's 52 today. Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley is 70 today. And Chronicles of Narnia actor William Moseley is 34. Those are your celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday as well, many happy returns to you. Not too many huge names on your celebrity birthday list today, but I don't mean very long names. I mean sort of big A, B list celebrities. I don't want to say what list we were looking at there, but anyway, if it's your birthday, have a wonderful evening. I hope you've had a good day so far. And, you know, top it all off by listening to this programme and finding out interesting facts and hearing great music that's related to houses, because Boris Johnson's been upgrading his flat above 10 Downing Street, yes. What can I tell you, fact fans? Well, there were almost 1.2 million property transactions worth above £40,000 in, this is pre-pandemic times. That's a lot, nearly 1.2 million. That's crazy. There's only 60-odd million people in Britain. That means one in 60 did a property transaction above £40,000. You get in a room with 60 people and the other 59 of them haven't done it. It must be you. Oh, I didn't mean to do a property transaction of £40,001. Didn't Arsenal do that when they tried to bid for Luis Suarez? Obviously, it's not property, it's a footballer. Well, it's a kind of property, it's a football club's property. Anyway, didn't they do that? They thought there was a release clause in his contract that if it was something above £40 million, they could buy him. So they bid £40 million and won, and then there wasn't a release clause in his contract, and Liverpool didn't sell him to Arsenal. I had to let him go to Barcelona a couple of years later, though. Anyway, what else can I tell you about the UK property market? Well, if you live in England between 2018 and 2020, the average monthly rent was £700 a month. In London, it's over £1,400 a month, £1,450 to be exact. The lowest average rent per month was recorded in Newcastle over the same period. So if you can commute to London from Newcastle, save yourself a lot of money in rent, probably spend a lot in petrol or train fares, though. Apparently, according to this exhaustive research website, renting a home is most affordable in Hull and least affordable in Gloucester. Across Great Britain as a whole, the average rent tenants paid in November 2019 was £989, £20 more than the previous year. There we go. Right, time for more music. Time for more music suggested by you. Another one from Martin Hill. He likes Mickey Bubbles. Oh, I promised Steve Hewlett. We'll have to do Mickey Bubbles first. I've said it now. Martin Hill can be excited. Steve Hewlett will be deflated. Don't be too deflated, Steve. Yours is up next.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I
still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you. Each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. Someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. That this was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go. I'm coming back home.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
And that was Michael Bublé with Home. Marvellous track, and it's all going marvellously so far here on the show that goes like this, this marvellous Tuesday evening. Hope everything's marvellous for you. You won't hear me say marvellous again for a while, unless marvellous Marvin Hagler. Ah, I've ruined it for myself. Marvellous Marvin Hagler is no longer with us, is he? Let's not dwell on it. I've dug a ditch for myself that's only getting deeper, wider, and has a huge chasm at the bottom of it. It's all gone terribly wrong. Right, anyway. Some more facts to share with you about various domiciles. Well, I thought it'd be interesting to focus on a particular domicile momentarily. Something that you wouldn't normally consider living in. What about the classic igloo? I knew you'd be excited to hear about igloos, so I'm going to share some information about igloos with you now. What about this? Because they're made out of compacted snow, people assume they're freezing cold. Igloos provide shelter to those who need it, as well as warmth from the cold outside. Although snow is obviously not a source of heat, it otherwise acts as an insulator of heat from various sources. The chief one here is human heat, with the others being generated from oil lamps or small wood fires for cooking. So they provide shelter from the wind outside, and then the igloo insulates any heat that is made inside it, and it heats up as a result. If you have quite a few people inside one, and they were also to light a small fire, the inside of an igloo could reach about 60 degrees Fahrenheit when the outside temperature is minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit. That is pretty impressive, isn't it? And the actual word igloo directly translates from the Inuit to house or shelter in English, which means the term igloo could be applied to any kind of house made of any kind of material, and it would make sense to Inuits. Our regular houses are igloos for us, whereas theirs made out of snow are igloos for them. Any kind of snowy house or shelter in the Inuit language is also an igloo. That's rather marvellous. I'm going to go home to my igloo later. So are many of you, I expect, unless you're already home in your igloos. There you go, see? You do learn something by listening to this programme. It does have a valid reason for you to tune in every Tuesday night, as well as the music, as well as the wacky features. Marvellous. Right, happy to make it up to you, Steve Hewlett. Didn't play your track last time, going to play it now. I love it when a track has a title, the band has a name, and both of those things are the same. I'm trying to think of any other examples of that off the top of my head. I can think of Dupe and Dupe, which came out in the early 90s. Here's one from before that. Thanks to Steve Hewlett, it's Living in a Box with, yes, you guessed it, Living in a Box.
FM.
Thanks to Steve Hewlett, that was Living in a Box with Living in a Box. And I think I can safely say, even though I clearly couldn't remember, in 160 previous episodes of the show that goes like this, we've never played Living in a Box and Living in a Box before. I always like that kind of fact. And from one extreme to the other, I was just talking about igloos, which is a kind of house. I'm now going to talk about a kind of house for our winged friends, birds' nests. Want some wacky facts about birds' nests? Yes, they're houses for birds, in some respects. The largest tree nest ever discovered belonged to a bald eagle in Florida, and the nest was 20 feet deep, that's 6 metres deep, 9.5 feet wide, that's almost 3 metres wide, and weighed almost 6,000 pounds, that's 2,700 kilograms. That's insane! That's literally ridiculous, but yes, incredible. 20 feet by 9.5 feet, a nest in a tree which belonged to a bald eagle. Must have been a big tree, that's all I'm going to say. The largest ground nest belonging to a dusky scrub fowl, also in America, was 11 metres wide, 5 metres high, and incorporated over 2,700 kilos of forest floor litter. Cripes. There we go, there's some interesting nest facts for you. And for those of you excited by quizzes and the like, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends is coming up in round about 7 or 8 minutes time. Yeah, well, no, maybe let's say 8 or 9, to be fair to the competitor. We do have a competitor who will be joining us just after 7 o'clock for another hard-hitting BicLol. What on earth will the questions be? Where will that person end up in the live league table? Oh, it's all getting slightly tense here on the show that goes like this. Here's a track I always enjoy. We've been talking about houses musically. What about outhouses musically? Or sheds? If you had 6 sheds, would you build another one? This band did. Just to chase some rainbows.
There's things that I regret, like being called a nervous wreck and working up another sweat there. There's nothing I can do. The counterparts and bleeding hearts and all the things.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Shed 7 with Chasing Rainbows. I think I've told this story before on this programme, but always happy to share it again. I went to university in Leeds. I stayed in a halls of residence in my first year called Boddington Hall. And every halls of residence had a hall kind of end of year celebration at the end of their first year. A ball, if you like. And ours was the Boddington Ball. And the headline act who the social secretaries got to appear was Shed 7. And I think it's fair to say everybody only knew Chasing Rainbows and weren't that bothered about all their other tracks that they played. They played a lot of other tracks. Then towards the end of their set, surprisingly, he played Chasing Rainbows. Although, we have got a new track from Shed 7 that we will play again a little bit later on in the show. Their first new single since 2003, apparently. 18 years ago. That isn't when I was at university, even. But there you go. Right, now, a few more facts before we start thinking about the tension that is Bicklol. What can I tell you about houses for animals? Well, some interesting names for houses for animals that maybe you knew, maybe you didn't know. For example, a badger lives in a set. That's S-E-double-T. Did you know that? Clearly a bird lives in a nest, a bee lives in a hive, a beaver lives in a lodge, but you knew that, right? Bear lives in a den. A cat lives in a cattery. I don't think that's right on this website. Well, if they're staying over, maybe it is. Or a lair or a den. Okay. And cattle tend to stay in a barn. A chicken lives in a coop. A fox has many places they can live in. A den, a hole or a lair, apparently. There's some I like, though. An otter lives in a ledge. That's awesome. I've always thought otters were brilliant. Now they're ledges for more than one reason. They live in a ledge. Or also a holt, apparently. And what else can I share with you? There was another one that I thought was quite interesting. It's gone. A hare. There we go. A hare lives in a form, apparently. So, yeah. But I like the fact that otters live in ledges. That's good. And spiders live in webs. Yeah, I think that's one of the most obvious. Squirrels live in drays. Did you know that? Dr. Dre would be worried about it, I assume. Shall I get another track on? And then you know what's coming. I'm going to do the jingle before and after just because I'm excited about it.
Not true. That's impossible.
One more track, then yes, Bicklol is back for this week. Here's Crowded House.
Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Crowded House and Weather With You. And yes, as promised, it's just gone 7 o'clock. Time for the jingle, and then I will introduce today's BicLol competitor.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, we do have someone excitedly waiting at the end of the phone line. It's the truly wonderful Jenny Northam.
Hello, good evening, Ben.
Hello, how the heck are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, good. You sound quite chirpy, which is nice.
I am. Well, I'm very excited about this quiz. Very impressed with the jingle, yeah.
The tension jingle, or that jingle that introduced it.
Well, all of it. Yeah, it's very nerve-inducing, though, I've got to say.
I didn't really intend that when I came up with the idea of it, and everyone that's taken part so far seems to breathe a huge sigh of relief when it's over.
Well, you know, you've got to have its highs and lows, isn't it, through the day, and this is obviously, you know, this is the brain power section of today.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'd like to share with our listeners that you normally hail in the Midlands, but you've gone on a, well, relatively exciting trip to get away from it, and you're now in Wales.
That's right, yeah. I live in Redditch in Worcestershire, but I've come for a few days away in Llanelli.
Ah, no.
In South Wales.
Well pronounced as well, then. Are you in a particularly picturesque part of Llanelli? Is it nice?
I am, actually. We've got a lovely flat overlooking the sea.
Nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah, really nice.
Excellent.
Recommend it.
And you were excited to hear about animals' homes that I was talking about a minute ago, and you wanted to share some of your knowledge about that, did you?
That's right. Well, I did already know, actually, that squirrels live in a dray. That
yes.
was part of my animal repertoire. But also, foxes live in an earth, I believe.
Yeah, I did not know that before tonight.
But I think that's more of a UK term.
Dens
and lairs. A more Americanized.
Just carrying on my list in the screen in front of me, it says moles live in burrows or tunnels or, and this doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, fortresses.
Oh, well, I like the word fortress, but according to the song, I am a mole and I live in a hole.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, you can't argue with the lyrics, can you?
That is an excellent point. And clearly this website hasn't listened to that song enough. Yeah, definitely.
And it rhymes, so that's always a bonus.
Rhyming is always excellent. Now, I'd like to share with the lovely listeners as well that we know each other from pantomime work together. We were just talking about this off air. We were trying to remember when we first worked together. And I can't remember how many years ago this is, but it was at the Connaught Theatre in Worthing.
That's right.
Which probably must be about sort of 8 or 9 years ago now, that production.
Is that the first question of the quiz?
It'd be a bit easier if I'd just given that away then, wouldn't it? But, and then you were backstage, I was on stage, and then the most recent time we worked together was at Aladdin in Lytham St Anne's, and you were the fabulous company manager on that production.
That's right. We had a good laugh, didn't we?
Yeah, we have extensive pantomime history together, which is marvellous.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what all the productions were. It was Cinderella, where we were at the Connaught, and then we went to the Pavilion and did... Oh, it was Jack Frost's Frozen Christmas, wasn't it? That
weird
production.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't actually a panto, was it? I remember we were nagged consistently because we were calling it a panto.
That's
but
right.
It wasn't a panto. It was a musical. And it was to be treated as such.
Exactly. It was very like a panto, but they didn't want it to be called a panto. I think it was something to do with the terms of the contract of the producers putting on a show. It wasn't supposed to be a panto.
That's right.
Yeah.
It also bore a great resemblance to Frozen, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was come out recently.
If you looked at the font they used in the title of Jack Frost's Frozen Christmas, the word Frozen was very like the Disney font Frozen, but
it was just waiting for a copyright lawsuit, wasn't it, really?
We got away with it,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, but I guess we need to get on with the craziness of Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. Now,
let's do it.
Before we do it...
The killing me.
Just to explain, you do know how it works. So there's three questions. The first
one... I'm just writing this down.
Yeah.
Three questions. The first one has the highest margin of error that could be in the thousands. So the answer's somewhere between 0 and 10,000.
Yeah.
Second question, slightly lower margin of error, 0 to 1,000. The answer will be between. And third question, very low margin of error between 0 and 20. So I like to think it is possible to get that question exactly right, although no one has ever done that in the history of BitLol.
So, right, okay.
So
no
just,
pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Just best of luck with everything. Shall we do it then?
Are you going to play the jingle again?
I'm going to not play that first jingle, just the tense music that accompanies it. Well, I can. If you're requesting that first jingle again, I can
Let's
do it.
Let's do it. Why not? You paid for it. You might as well use it.
Excellent point. Here is that first jingle again.
Not true. That's impossible.
Right then, Jenny Northam, best of luck. Here we go. Right, question one. We both come from a performing background. The Oscars have just happened recently. All associated with Hollywood. How many stars are there on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Ooh, and it's between 0 and 10,000.
Yeah. Could be anything.
How many years have they been doing it?
I couldn't possibly
Ooh,
know. You've got to just have a guess, really.
Yeah, half, haven't I? I'm going to say 8,000.
8,000, right, okay.
I think it's been going a fair few years.
8,000?
I don't know how many they do a year, but...
Okay, are you happy with that answer?
It's as good as it's going to get, let's face it.
Okay, 8,000. On to question two. We recently worked together in Lytham St Annes up in the northwest of England, and the nearest major landmark to the place we worked is the Blackpool Tower.
Ooh.
How high is the Blackpool Tower in feet? Got to be specific there. How high in feet is the Blackpool Tower?
And this is between 0 and 1,000.
Yeah, so it's
okay.
Somewhere between that.
Feet. I feel as though I should know this, having worked near there, but I don't. So, I'm going to say, 650 feet.
650 feet. Okay, you're happy with that answer?
On my way out. I've got no clue. Maths isn't my forte.
Don't worry. Right, third and final question. We spent the most time working together in pantomimes in Worthing on the south coast. The nearest kind of nighttime hotspot to Worthing, if you like, is Brighton.
Yeah.
By road, how far is Worthing from Brighton in miles?
Oh, again, I feel as though I should know this.
Well, you must have driven
but
it.
But I don't. Say in time where it's about, is it about a 20 minute drive? So I'm going to say it's about...
Come on, I'm going to have to hurry you.
Oh no, I'll say 15 miles.
15 miles?
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's right, 15, yeah.
Well, for you, BitLol is over.
I mean, hooray!
I feel like you coped with the tension quite well, to be fair.
I'm quite enjoying it, actually.
Right. Now, I've got to do some maths to work out exactly how well you've done, obviously. So you'll have to bear with me momentarily.
Okay. We'll just do our own thing, shall we, while you do that?
Yeah, you talk to the lovely listeners while I do some maths. Tell them about lovely Llanelli. No, it's okay. How is Llanelli? I mean, how would you rate it as a town out of 100?
Out of, not another math question. well, I really like it, actually. And the locals are very friendly. The beaches are beautiful.
Yeah.
And I played a bit of pitch and putt this morning.
Oh, nice, yeah.
That was very exciting.
Okay.
And, yeah, that was really good. So there's lots to do here, actually.
Okay.
There's a big Tesco's.
Yeah.
And a Lidl. So you've got everything that you could possibly want.
Yeah, so you've got an expensive supermarket and you've got a cheaper supermarket option if you need
something for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I've got to tell you, I think when you were working as company manager at Lytham, didn't our friend Ash come to visit us, otherwise known as exceptional panto dame Gladys All Over?
That's right, yes.
Yes. Yeah. I've just had a message from Gladys saying she's listening. So,
Oh, brilliant.
Gladys has attempted this quiz in the past and is currently bottom of the league.
Oh, right. Yucky da, Gladys.
Yeah. Right, let's have a little debrief then. So, question one.
Ooh.
How many...
Did you take me out to dinner,
How many stars are there on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? You said 8,000.
It's sounding ridiculously high now, but...
Well, I can't, let you know either way during the live quiz, but the correct answer is 2,694.
Oh, that's disappointingly.
It's a little
far
bit
off,
out
isn't
there.
It?
Yeah, you've 5,306 out on that first question.
Oh.
If it's any consolation, you've done better on the other two questions.
Well, I couldn't have done much worse, let's face it, over 5,000 out. But, yeah, OK, carry on.
Right,
let's
then...
get this over and done with, Sally, and then I can have my dinner.
Question two. How high is the Blackpool Tower in feet? You didn't do bad here. You said 650. It's 518 feet high.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, that's not too bad.
And I should say thanks again, because you organised a message to be lit up on Blackpool Tower to celebrate my dad's 50th pantomime while we all worked together.
Well, 50 years in pantomime is a big thing, isn't it?
It was.
Not to be sniffed at.
It was pretty awesome getting his name in lights on the Blackpool Tower, and that was thanks to you, so well done.
My pleasure.
And then third and final question, distance from Worthing to Brighton by road in miles. You said 15. You were very close. It was 14.
Oh.
So, still...
Well, obviously, it depends, whether you go around the back of the post office or cut through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. If you know your shortcuts, then, yeah. Good point. Well, I have to tell you, that gives you a total score of minus 5,439, which puts you in seventh on the league table. Which doesn't sound too bad.
Okay. Well, out of how many?
Out of eight.
Yeah.
But you are just above Gladys All Over. So Gladys will be pleased that she's still bottom of the table. And, you'll forever be next to Gladys.
It is actually out of eight. Oh, right.
No, it is actually out of eight, yeah. Still relatively new, this quiz.
Oh, dear. Okay,
But it's not about the winning. It's about having a lovely time on air with me and making your mark for all the listeners. And I think you've done that,
Okay. Well, I would have liked to have done slightly better, but.
It's all about that first question.
I can work at it.
Yeah, the people that have got high up on the league table, I think it's fair to say, have fluked the first question and just got close, without really knowing. There's no knowing. There's no knowledge in this quiz, is there? It's all guesswork.
Yeah.
So don't be too downhearted.
Okay. I'm not going to sob into my pillow over it, but...
I know that...
just for fun.
I know that pantomime contracts are being negotiated probably right about now all over the country, but have you got any kind of confirmation as to where you might be in pantomime this coming Christmas?
Well, funny you should say that, but if the wind's in the right direction,
yes.
I should be playing Fairy Godmother down in Folkestone this year.
Well, that's fabulous to hear.
So that's really exciting.
If I'm in the area, marvellous. If I'm nowhere near the area, I'll do my best to get there at some point. So,
yeah, well, you live round sort of...
Well,
my
family live in Dartford in Kent, yeah, which is
not
miles and miles from Folkestone. I think it would be ridiculous of someone from the Simmons household not to make it to see
you. You could send some representative, I'm sure.
A distant cousin twice removed would turn up and be like, who the heck are you? And they're like, I sort of know the Simmonses. Brilliant. Yeah, nice.
But now I'm really looking forward to it. And I don't think the whole cast has been announced yet, but I'm sure it will be a good old full-on singing and dancing extravaganza.
Absolutely. So, that's good. You've got a plug in. That's got to be the earliest panto plug ever in April. That's brilliant. Nice one. Well, I don't know if you know, but there is no tangible prize on the Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends, but you do get to introduce the next song.
I thought it was going to be some sort of you know, speedboat or yeah, toy.
Like Bullseye, isn't it? Where you live in Redditch and you get a speedboat as a prize or whatever. You're like, what am I going to do with it?
A fondue set or something.
I'll see what I can find in my attic and send it to you. It might be an old Walkman or something like that. So,
with cassettes included.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Right, well, you do get to introduce the next track on the show as your prize. So I know from a performing background that would be fabulous. I've done this to a couple of people and then said you can introduce the next track. This is what it's going to be. Then I've spoken and let them introduce it and they've forgotten what it is in the 12 seconds between me telling them. So
I'm nervous now that I'm going to mess it up and get it.
I've got a lot of faith in you. Don't worry.
Okay.
The track is Tom Jones and Green Green Grass of Home.
Okay.
So there you go. But before we do that, thank you so much for taking part. It's been brilliant to speak to you.
Thank you, Ben. I've just, like, I've had such a nice time. Yeah. A lovely time.
If ever you're in the Essex area, I think you should come into the studio and spend the whole show here and it would be absolutely wonderful.
We should, shouldn't we? That would be full of japes and giggles.
Exactly. I'll hold you to that at some point and force you to come to Essex, and I'll come to Folkestone at some point later this year. So, marvellous. Right, well, over to the fabulous Jenny Northam to introduce the next track on the show that goes like this.
Thank you. Well, this is the Ben Simmons Show. That's the show that goes like this. And our next track is Tom Jones with the Green Green Grass of Home.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. To touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. House is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry, and there's that old, old tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. Touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God. There's a sad old padre. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me. Green, green grass of home.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Tom Jones and the Green Green Grass of Home. And before that, another tense, hard-hitting, dramatic
Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Huge thanks again to the fabulous Jenny Northam for taking part. Commiserations that you've ended up relatively low so far on the league table. But who's to say the next 10 people that have a go at BitClaw won't do worse than you, and you'll be in 7th place for quite a while, which will be entirely respectable. So don't worry. Just fabulous to have her on the airwaves, really, and to speak to her again. It's been a while, and it's always good to hear from the very lovely Jenny Northam. And thank you again for taking part. So, yes, BitClaw will be back again next week. And I have noticed there is definitely a spike in listeners whenever BitClaw happens. Now, that probably reflects on Jenny Northam rather than me or the quiz. Obviously, she's brought a lot of people to the airwaves, excited that she's taking part. And also, I think it's something to do with other BitClaw competitors tuning in just to see how the current competitor does against their scores. I've heard from Nick Murphy, who is clinging by his fingernails to his place at the top of the leaderboard on an incredible minus 344 points. Martin Hill nearly took it away from him last week, getting to minus 398. Gareth Evanston in third, minus 963. And I have to say, I mean, there's no sexism on the show that goes like this. Everybody's, you know, welcome to do what the heck they like. But the ladies that have taken part in the quiz so far have considerably lower scores than the gentlemen that have taken part in the quiz so far. I'm not saying anything about it. There's no kind of correlation in anything as far as I'm concerned. But Nicole C, still the top scoring female, was minus 5,074. And Jenny Northam slotting in on 7th on the leaderboard, minus 5,439. It could be you next week with BitClaw at 7 o'clock on the show that goes like this. Keep it here, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. And if you can't be bothered typing in things on your computer, tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM and it will only go and do just that. And you know, whether Jenny Northam's upset or thoroughly delighted to have taken part in BitClaw, she will always be the woman that shared the information that a fox lives in an earth. Completely fabulous. Here's Simon and Garfunkel.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape in home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. I think it's now time to share with you all today's hard-hitting information about the Chocolate Bar World Cup. Well, yet another group poll finished just before I came on the air tonight, which means Group 5 of the Chocolate Bar World Cup has been decided. What on earth has happened? Well, it was always going to be a tough contest between the Fries Chocolate Cream, a Milky Way, a Curly Whirly and a Lion Bar. And I'm delighted to say the Fries Chocolate Cream got 44% of the vote, the Milky Way 19%, the Curly Whirly just 6% and the Lion Bar 31%. Only the top performing chocolate bar goes through to the knockout stage of the Chocolate Bar World Cup, which means the Fries Chocolate Cream has made it out of the group, fabulous, and joins those already through, the Snickers, the Mars Bar, the Dairy Milk Caramel, formerly Cadbury's Caramel Bar, Crunchy, and now Fries Chocolate Cream. So that's five through so far. Snickers, Mars Bar, Caramel, Crunchy, and Fries Chocolate Cream. What about Group 6? It's just been posted on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to cast your vote. It will not be on any other social media website. You have to have a Twitter account. You have to search for at Ben Sim Radio, and then you will see on the profile the poll, which is linked to the Chocolate Bar World Cup. And Group 6 consists of these big hitters: the Turkish Delight, the Star Bar, the Flake, and the Milky Bar. And so far, in the very early running of voting, I am shocked to say the Milky Bar has 100% of the vote. No votes at all for the others. But that could all change. I thoroughly recommend you get your votes in as soon as possible. It's on Twitter, at BenSimRadio. Go to my page on there and find the poll with Group 6 of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. Turkish Delight, Star Bar, Flake, and Milky Bar. Who will be victorious? Answers will be revealed on next week's episode of the show that goes like this. Now, I know what you want. You've heard some lovely tracks so far in the last hour and a half, and you want one that kind of stand out. Stand out as a bit more hard-hitting than all the others, but still about houses. House of Pain, Jump Around, let's do it, get ready to jump!
Jump up, jump up and get down. Jump, 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 everybody jump. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. A little bit less talking coming up and more music coming out, because I want to get in a few tracks that lovely Legend listeners have suggested. I haven't even thanked the people that suggested quite a few of the ones I've played in the last few minutes. And, well, Crowded House and Always Take the Weather With You was Nick Murphy's suggestion. Simon and Garfunkel's Homeward Bound, thanks to Paul Saunders. Tom Jones' Green Green Grass of Home, thanks to Pat Newman. And then House of Pain and Jump Around, courtesy of Barbara Ferry's suggestion. So very well done to everybody. Here's another one that was suggested by the brilliant Kelly Evans. It's the Divine Comedy, who enjoys something for the weekend. But it's Tuesday, guys. Come on.
Hello. Ooh. I say, how about a little kiss? She said there's something in the woodshed, and I can hear it breathing. It's such an eerie feeling, darling. He said there's nothing in the woodshed, it's your imagination. End of the conversation, darling. Something in his heart told him to come clean.
To come to, it was love. Phoenix FM.
Divine Comedy and Something for the Weekend, suggested by Kelly Evans. Thank you very much for getting involved, getting interactive, and doing that. Truly, truly marvellous. You want some more hard-hitting facts about houses? Shall we do it? Shall we move away from animal houses for a while? Because you can't get any more information than we've given out about animal houses on this programme already. What about human houses again? Well, apparently, a poll was conducted of a lot of homeowners. It doesn't say exactly how many, but what it does say is around a quarter of the people polled said their garage was so cluttered that their car would no longer fit in it. Are you guilty of that? I'm just about getting away with it still. My car does still fit in my garage, but it is a garage big enough for two cars, and they couldn't get a second one in there right now. Here's some hard-hitting house facts. You'll like this. If you have a black or grey front door, that could increase the value of your home. Whereas if you have yellow exterior walls, that could decrease the value of your home. People tend not to buy yellow. You don't really get many houses that are yellow, though, do you? But if you have got a yellow house and you want to sell it, maybe consider an outside paint job before putting it on the market. Equally, if you have a wacky coloured front door, consider grey or black, and then put it up for sale. There you go. Don't say we don't help you on the show that goes like this as well. I've had someone get in touch and say, I should smile more on the webcam. I look a bit miserable this evening. I can assure you, I'm not at all miserable. I was just happily plodding along, feeling completely fine, and then that has shattered all my dreams. I didn't want to cause anybody any distress with my face this evening, so I'll do my best to smile and be upbeat. I am upbeat. I just happened to be concentrating probably when you looked at the webcam. But thanks for your concern, anyway. If you do want to join us, it's mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM, and you can see the webcam feed into the studio. You can see my smiling and non-smiling face and the variety of expressions that I have for these 2 hours at least. Keep it here. Don't go anywhere. Phoenix FM, the show that goes like this. We've got another 17 and a half minutes still to come. Now a track that was suggested by someone on Phoenix FM's group on Facebook. The brilliant Andrew Gardner wants to hear Beat and Mirror in the Bathroom. Happy to oblige, sir.
While you are eating.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And as I said just before I played it, that was Mirror in the Bathroom by The Beat, suggested by Andrew Gardner on our Phoenix FM group on Facebook, which is available for people to join. Heartily recommended. See, another one of the places you can post suggestions and get your suggestions on the airwaves. It's Ben Sim Radio on Twitter and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. Obviously, Phoenix FM has their own Twitter, and the Phoenix FM group is available on Facebook as well. So, yeah, check it all out, as well as our website, as well as finding out information about the shows and presenters. There's loads of great features on phoenixfm.com as well as links to previous shows and all that kind of gubbins. It's really got an awful lot of stuff on it. Heartily recommended. Right, got to squeeze in a lot of tracks. I'll stop talking. I did promise Shed Seven's first new single since 2003. Now, I say that because that's been put on our system. I think this was actually released a couple of years ago. All right, I'll stop wittering about Shed 7. They released this a couple of years ago. They hadn't released anything for a while. It's Shed 7 with Room in My House. Therefore, it's appropriate for the theme. I've been tricked by the writing about it. Shed 7.
FM.
Shed 7 with a brand new track that was released about 3 years ago. There we go. Always read the information fully before you play a brand new track. Yes, this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. I have to say slight apologies to Phil Ludeman, who has suggested a track on Facebook, which would be fabulous, which would fit in with the theme. He's clearly been paying attention. He's done very well. It's not on our system, Phil. I can't get it. I will try and endeavour to get a track of your suggestion for next week's show. So huge apologies for that. Phil Ludeman, very interesting man. I might see if I can get him on the phone at some point on this programme. That would be rather wonderful, I'm sure. Now, time's running out. I want to get another track on. I've got to sum up the show, and it's really all happening. 9 minutes to go, just under. Time for a bit of Basement Jacks. Oh my gosh.
Over there, he stopped me today, said he liked my hair. Oh. And he asked me, where you coming tonight? And I said, I'm with my girls. Yeah,
is that all right?
To tell you the truth, he was just a little bit fresh. He said he liked the way I put my lipstick on. He said, how many sugars do you like in your tea?
What?
But I stopped listening. He got me thinking.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and I've brought Basement Jacks to an end slightly early there so I can sum up the entire show and get the final track on. Rob Harvey on after me with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. Keep it here on Phoenix FM. And it's been another blast. Thanks so much to everybody that's got involved, particularly to Jenny Northam, who took part in Bicklaw, another fabulous competitor. For those of you that have cast your votes on the Chocolate Bar World Cup, that's wonderful. And remember, the 27th of April has been Morse Code Day, Marine Mammal Rescue Day, School Bus Drivers Day, World Design Day and National Tell a Story Day. But we've ignored all those things because Boris Johnson's been refurbishing his flat above Downing Street, whether legally, whether slightly questionably. We've embraced that in a light-hearted way on this programme. So thanks to those of you that suggested tracks that were appropriate, to the likes of Paul Milton, Barbara Ferry, Martin Hill, Bob Fox, John Cohen, Kelly Evans, Ron Wilmot, Charlie James, Jed Gleason, Steve Hewlett, Phil Ludeman. and apologies if I missed you out. I'm going to go now. I'll be back again same time next week. So keep it here on Phoenix. Keep supporting the station. And it's fabulous to have you out there listening in and getting involved interactively as well. What track can play us out? We've been dealing with houses. We've been dealing with rooms in houses. If you live in this kind of house, you're going to have a great time. It's the Love Shack. Bye for now.